This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin in corporate America today, where quarterly earnings reports have been the barometer the past couple of weeks. AT&T had its turn this morning. Did fine. Not quite as good as everybody had been guessing, but fine. The real story of AT&T, though, and an increasing number of businesses in this economy, is its giant pile of debt. The company promised last year it was going to do something about how much it owed, and it is trying to make good. It has lost hundreds of thousands of TV and wireless subscribers as it's moved money away from promotions into paying down that debt. But for dealing with debt for AT&T and others could be a problem down the road. Marketplace's Sabree Benishore has the story.
So AT&T owes $169 billion.
Their debt levels are really, really high. I mean, they have the most debt of any public U.S. company right now.
Keith Snyder is an industry analyst with CFRA. AT&T has a lot of stuff it needs to do, like get more content for HBO, develop a streaming service, roll out 5G networks. This is all expensive.
That debt load is acting as kind of financial handcuffs to them.
Why did it take on all this debt in the first place? Well, in part, because it could. Interest rates have been super low for a decade.
If you were a company and you can borrow at these very low rates and you have something to do with the money, you'd be kind of crazy not to do it.
Kenneth Rogoff is a professor of economics at Harvard. Corporate debt in general nearly doubled in the past 12 years, from less than $5 trillion to more than $9 trillion.
The problem is that some of the people borrowing are borrowing with very few restrictions. They're going down into much chunkier kinds of debt.
He says there could be $1 or even $2 trillion worth of this kind of debt out there. And it's mostly not companies like AT&T, whose debt is still investment grade. It's small and medium-sized companies.
It presents a risk, certainly, if and when we head into our next recession.
Carl Tannenbaum is chief economist at Northern Trust.
When you have lower rated corporate debt, what that means is that the distance between performance and default is that much shorter.
Depending on how intertwined in the broader financial system all this debt is, defaults could be destabilizing for the economy. Unfortunately, the best way to find out is for there to be another recession. For now, a recession in the next year seems unlikely. So debt-laden companies may have a little longer to clean up their books, but not forever. In New York, I'm Sabree Benishore for Marketplace.